T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Glaber swings and hits one in the air to left. Cave back on the track. He's at the wall, and it is gone. Gleyber Torres just hit one in the left field seats, and the Yankees are on top. It is Gleyber Day. And the pitch is hit on the ground. Fair over first down the right field line. It's a base hit. Scoring is Torres. Didi holds at first. It's a base hit and an RBI for Didi Gregorius. And the Yankees take a 3-0 lead. Romo deals. Swung on, a high fly to left. Back goes Gonzalez on the track near the wall, and she is gone. Cameron Maben hits a long high fly just inside the left field pole. The Yankees get the run back. Cameron. It'll be a 1-2 to Cruz. And Chapman's pitch is strike 3. Ball game over. American League Division Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. Well, the Yankees sweep 3 straight games from the Twins. The celebration is on, and the Yankees move on ahead to the American League Championship Series against either Tampa or Houston.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:06 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, till 1 o'clock. Maggie and Bart will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, living color, the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. And you heard the calls heard right here on The Fan last night. The great John Sterling doing the honors. The Yankees indeed complete the 3-game sweep of the Twins in the ALDS. And now move on to the American League Championship Series, where they will play either the Houston Astros or the Tampa Bay Rays. Bro, I said this last week. The Yankees would sweep this series. I'm only upset that I didn't bet that they would sweep the series.
Make some money off it.
But I'll tell you right now, the next time that Major League the next time that the Yankees may play the Twins in any kind of a playoff situation, the MLB, the commissioner should step in and say, for the good of the league, we're just going to cancel this series and just give it to the Yankees. That's it.
Stop the fight.
The Twins have no show. What is it, 13 straight playoff losses to the Yankees?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This was everything you thought it could be. I mean, when you really think about it.
Oh, my God.
This was everything you thought it could be. And give the Yankees credit, they did everything.
They did.
They had a better offense.
Yep.
They had better starting pitching. They had a better bullpen. But let's lead with this. They played stupendous defense.
No, and last night, I mean, some of the Gleyber, Didi. How about Didi? People were concerned about Didi in regular season coming off that injury. Had Tommy John surgery, missed half the year. And they're concerned he only hit .235, whatever he hit for the year. Well, how's he looked so far in the division series?
Not shabby. Not too shabby.
Good. Maybe you want to resign him.
Maybe there is something to being clutch in October.
You think?
Maybe that exists. Maybe that's a real thing. And he looked bad his first few at-bats in game one.
Yep.
But since then, Didi Gregorius is Didi Gregorius. Not only does he add the 2 hits in the 7th and the 9th to put some insurance on the board, but let's go to the 9th inning of this game, about 12:40 in the morning. Now, the Yankees are up 5-1. You're feeling good. I think the Yankee fan feels, all right, Chapman's going to get the last 3 outs.
I knew this game was over in the, what was it, second inning?
Bases loaded?
Nobody out.
No, I know that.
And the Twins didn't score. I can tell you right then who's winning the game.
But here's the thing. So you're in the ninth inning, and the Yankees don't have a backup, right? That's the one negative, and maybe it'll burn Boone in the LCS, we'll see, or the World Series, we'll see. But when you're super aggressive with your bullpen, you don't have a backup. So when Chapman comes in to get a five-out save, at the time it was a five-out save, and turns out to be, because even with the Yankees adding insurance runs, it's still a save situation. The guys they have to back him up in case he struggles would be Jay Happ, Tyler Lyons, Luis Sessa, Jonathan Loaisiga. Nobody you really have that much confidence in. And so Chapman gives up this base hit to Marwin Gonzalez to start the ninth inning. And then this is the part where you say, uh-oh, he walks C.J. Cron. So there's two on and nobody out, gets a huge strikeout on Max Kepler. And then Jorge Polanco, who is actually somewhat competent in this series, hits a screaming line drive that if it goes through, Nelson Cruz, again, the only other guy that may scare you in the Twins lineup, comes up as the tying run. Now, I'm not telling you Nelson Cruz is hitting a home run.
Right.
I'm not telling you Nelson Cruz is going to hit a grand slam. But things get dicey if Didi Gregorius doesn't make a headlong dive and rob Polanco of a base hit. So that defensive play in the ninth inning, maybe a play a lot of people didn't even see because at that point you passed out. You drooled all over yourself and you passed out. I don't know. But that play in ways was monstrous. But it doesn't stop there. How about in the fifth inning when Gleyber Torres, boy, oh boy, is he something else.
Wow.
How good is Gleyber freaking Torres? He's on the outfield grass. And I can imagine as a second baseman, it's not exactly easy to just make routine plays on the outfield grass. He makes a dive, knocks it down, gets up, makes a great throw. And again, that's a situation where if he doesn't make the play, even though he saved an extra base hit, the Twins are given another opportunity to come back in this game. But wait, there's more. How about Aaron Judge making that leaping catch in the sixth? You could argue that was the biggest catch of the game. And Aaron Judge, here's the thing about Aaron Judge. Yes, he hits a lot of home runs. Yes, he's big and strong. He does everything, Joe. He's great defensively.
No, he's, and he's a team leader, too. He's a leader of his team.
No doubt.
Let's go with that, too. We know he's an all-around terrific player, but he's also the leader of the team.
He clearly is. We saw that in that video in the postgame. Yep. I saw SNY post
absolutely
where Judge
right.
is handing the Yankees championship title belt to Gleyber Torres. He's the leader, and here's the impressive thing about Aaron Judge. I think he ended up finishing 3-for-10 in this series with no home runs and no RBIs, right? So those numbers don't jump out at you. He was awesome. Despite that, he was awesome, and that's a sign of a great player. Well, you don't have to hit 3 home runs and drive in 8 runs and still be such a dominant force in this series. And he was, because he made all the plays defensively. His base running was great. He spit on so many pitches to draw walks. He's fantastic. And the Yankees were fantastic. Let's face it. Yep. Everything about him.
No doubt about it.
And give major credit to Luis Severino, who reminded me a little bit of DeGrom in Game 5 against the Dodgers in 15, in which Severino is putting guys on base every single inning, especially that second that you mentioned when the bases are loaded and nobody out.
Got out of second and third, too, and was it the third inning as well, right?
Yeah, he got out of another jam there. He showed so much poise and probably could have pitched the fifth inning, but we get it. We know what's going on here with Aaron Boone. He's going to be super aggressive in deploying his bullpen arms. But give Severino a lot of credit for battling out of those jams and continuing to plant these seeds in the minds of the Minnesota Twins that they have no shot against the big, bad Yankees.
They got no shot. I mean, it's just, it's a complete mismatch, and that's what I thought it would be, and that's what it turned out to be. And now the Yankees can sit and relax and root for the Tampa Bay Rays today, because if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm certainly doing that. You know, not only because you'd love to see Tampa knock off Houston somehow, but if for no other reason, to extend this series to a fifth game.
Yeah.
And, you know, in game one, I don't know, maybe you're getting Zach Greinke pitching game one. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you
can. And he wasn't very good yesterday, Zach Greinke.
No, you're right. I mean, look, obviously you want just that to be a five-game series that goes 27 innings.
Right, right.
I think we still fully expect that the Astros are going to advance, and that's going to be the team you have to deal with.
I'd be surprised if they don't win today. Verlander's pitching today, right? Charlie Morton's not pitching, so, you know.
No, it's the bullpen today.
Yeah, no, I know it.
It's Verlander versus the Tampa bullpen. Yep. You never know, but I think it's likely now we are really going to get that Yankee-Astro series. But all the Yankees could have done here was take care of business,
and they did.
Outside of being down 2-0 in game one, in which nobody should have been worried, nobody should have panicked, the Yankees were just far superior to the Minnesota Twins in every single aspect.
Every aspect of the game.
Clutch
no question
hitting,
about it.
The bullpen, the rotation, even the managing.
Yep.
And here's the thing. I was making this point the other day because the more I think about it, it's sort of true. We talk about how managers have been diminished in baseball these days, right? But here's why that's not entirely true. when you are going to your bullpen in the fifth inning routinely, the way Aaron Boone has, not blaming him for it, that's the strategy the Yankees are going to use, you actually open yourself up to more criticism and more managing. Think about it. Mm. If you're playing the matchups, Joe, from the fifth inning on, doesn't that take a hell of a lot more managing than having your ace go 8 innings?
I watched a lot of the Brave game yesterday, and I thought Snitker blew it because they were up 4-3 in the eighth inning. He's got Tomlin pitching great.
Mm-hmm.
He's got four straight outs, and he couldn't wait to get him out of the game to bring in Green, who promptly gave it up, and eventually they lose the game in what, ninth inning, tenth inning, whatever, they lost the game.
Yeah, no, you're right. And Josh Tomlin had been pitching great. I think he'd retired all four batters
he faced. No doubt about it.
But that's the thing about managing today. That it is more difficult.
Of course it is.
Look, in 1968, I'm handing the baseball to Bob Gibson. Okay, I'm done.
Or whoever your starter is.
Right, whoever your starter is. Right. That's your managing.
Yeah, I'm taking him out when he's getting hit.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what you did.
So Aaron Boone, and it worked. They won all three games.
Yep.
He has been managing where every move he makes, if it doesn't work, can be criticized. I mean, let's look at something he's done twice in this series, and it's worked both times, even though at the time you could look at it and say, boy, it's real risky. And that's pulling Adam Ottavino after he walks somebody, specifically Nelson Cruz. He goes to Adam Ottavino in the fifth inning. That's after Tommy Kahnle came in, gave up a hit, gave up a hard hit ball, then got an out. He goes to Ottavino.
Ottavino
walks Nelson Cruz. After that, Boone says, that's it. I'm not leaving him in. I'm done. I'm going to Chad Green. It works, but here's the concern about it. Here's where it could bite Aaron Boone eventually. It hasn't yet. If you're using all your bullets in the fifth and sixth inning, what if you need a bullet in the ninth?
Yeah.
What if you need a bullet in the tenth?
Right, if Chapman doesn't have it. You're 100% right by that.
So it's odd. You know, we've repeated this sentence over and over again. Managers are diminished nowadays. Are they really, though? They're having to manage more. You got guys having to manage their bullpen.
There's a lot of overmanaging. A lot of overmanaging going on.
No, there is a lot of overmanaging.
I will say this, though. I'm sure there's cases where they're being told to make the move and not make the move. And I'm not saying that's Aaron Boone, but I'm sure that's going on here.
I don't know how much you can script and how much you could pre-plan. You know what I mean? Like, when a game is going on, how much can you pre-plan? When you go to a relief pitcher.
But what if you're getting a call from up above saying, hey, I want you to move.
You think that's happening in the middle of the game?
I think it happens.
Really?
I do.
I don't know about that. I mean, you could be right. I'm not saying you're definitely wrong.
I don't think we could. Let's put it this way. I'm not saying that's happening with Boone. But I think it's something you can't completely dismiss.
You think, like, managers are getting text messages on their phone and they're secretly checking it?
Didn't we find out during the year, who was it, Big Jake, that Brody Van Wagenen called down and said he got to take him out because he had some kind of an injury or whatever the deal was?
Look, maybe with an injury situation like that, I just don't know if play-to-play, move-to-move, you're getting that kind of managing from up above.
Yeah, and I'm not saying every play, but I bet you there's situations where they're telling them, hey, you're going to do this.
Hey, either way, there's a lot of managing going on.
No question.
And so far in this series against Minnesota, Aaron Boone pressed the right buttons to the point where when he replaces Giancarlo Stanton in the sixth inning of this game for defense, I think that's when he did it, in the sixth inning, Maben comes in, plays defense, and then it's a home run in the ninth inning. Replacing Giancarlo Stanton. Even that worked out.
Yes, it did.
And I'll tell you, when Maben hit that home run, considering Stanton's had one hit in this series and it was a bloop fly ball in which Max Kepler, this is for you, pulled his old Carlos Beltran imitation of playing basically over the fence in center field.
Yeah, yeah.
So Pop-Up fell in front of him.
That did bother me.
I know it did. That's why I brought it up.
I have to say.
Because that's what kind of hit it was.
Right.
When Maben hits that home run, I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, you know what's coming.
Right.
And I understand it. I understand the Yankee fans saying, look, I've seen Stanton play three games. He's not really great defensively. He isn't. He's shaky in left field. I mean, every fly ball is a little bit of an adventure. Maben is better defensively. And, you know, Maben gets this at-bat and it's a home run. Now, I'm not saying Maben's going to do that against Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole and Zach Greinke, but it does plant that seed in your head because one of the reasons, and there were many reasons why the Yankees beat the Twins, obviously, but one of the reasons why they did is their defense. Their defense is awesome.
Yep.
And defense matters, man.
Of course.
If the Yankees don't make those big plays that we cited already, we're looking at a different game. If Aaron Judge doesn't make that great catch in right field and Gleyber Torres doesn't make that great diving play or Didi on the line drive, different. Or, you know, here's another one I forgot to mention. Zach Britton covering first.
Oh, that was a very nice. And that, he barely beat him there, too. He beat him. But that was about as close as you can get to a tie on a play like that.
Yes, that was.
It was very close.
And that was a great play by Britton.
Tremendous
because
play.
If he hesitates a second,
he's not getting him.
Polanco beats him.
Yep.
So that was a great play by Zach Britton. That's another great defensive play.
You're 100% right.
So if you want to stress defense, if you say, hey, I want my defense to be as tight as possible, I'm about to play the Houston Astros, then I think you have a great argument for playing Cameron Maben because he is a better defensive player than Giancarlo Stanton.
He is.
You're losing a little bit offensively despite Maben hitting the home run yesterday. But I actually, and I've been a supporter of you got to play Stanton, I see it now. I see why you would want to play Maben. Defense matters.
Yep,
and
no
I think,
doubt.
You know, we talked about this Twins series and said, hey, the only way the Twins are going to win this series, they're going to have to outscore them, right? Well, I think the opposite is now true in this Houston series. The Yankees are going to have to pitch. They're going to have to win some close games. They're going to have to grind out long innings against Verlander and Cole, get them out by the seventh or eighth inning, maybe earlier, and they're going to have to win low-scoring games. If you believe that to be true, which I do and I think you do,
then you got to play defense.
Then you got to play defense.
I think you're 100% right, especially when you're playing that team. You're probably not scoring a lot of runs against that rotation.
Yeah.
If you now they're not there yet. And who knows what's going to happen in Tampa today. I mean, I don't think Tampa has a shot, but I thought Tampa was going to get swept too. And they showed me something yesterday, really laid the wood to Greinke in this game. So who knows what happens today. I can't see that. I don't think that's happening with Verlander.
Sure.
And Charlie Morton's not pitching. And I got to tell you, watching that game, I watched a lot of that game too yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Charlie Morton pitched okay, but he got pitched five innings.
It's baseball, man.
I know. It's like, and they're praising him like he went at least eight.
Yeah.
Can we calm down?
Well.
I know. That did bother me, though, I got to say.
Listen,
it's five innings.
I'm still with you. Well, look at Severino last night. How'd Severino pitch?
I know, but I kind of knew that going in. I thought they might go longer with Morton, to be honest with you. He couldn't wait to go to the bullpen either,
well,
Kevin
there were,
Cash.
There were guys on base. I mean,
there were.
He'd thrown high-stress pitches, if you will. Same with Severino. But, look, if you want to see guys go deep into games – there's
watch
a list
Verlander
of guys.
Today.
Watch Verlander.
Cole.
Watch Cole.
Right.
Watch Wainwright if the Cardinals survive.
Right.
Scherzer.
If they're around.
Yeah. Strasburg tomorrow night.
Right.
That's a hell of a matchup.
Yeah,
Strasburg and Walker Buehler.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So you still have that, but there are teams, specifically in the American League, not named the Astros, that go to their bullpen. And that's why, like, I agree with you. How did Luis Severino pitch last night? Right? In one breath, you could say, well, he did his job.
And he pitched four innings.
But he pitched four innings.
Now, he got out of some big jams, 100%, and you give him credit for that. But, again, at the end of the day, he didn't even qualify for a win.
Right, but the thing is, and this is the one defense I'll have of him, it ain't his fault.
No, I understand.
The manager's the one pulling the plug on.
No, I'm not knocking Severino whatsoever. He did what you would expect him to do. He did his job for that night. That's what he did.
And think about this. Luis Severino has now made seven postseason starts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's how many innings he's pitched in each start. His first one was only a third of an inning.
Right.
That was the wild card game.
Right, against the Twins.
His bounce back to that was his best postseason start ever. Seven innings, three runs against the Indians, got a win.
Right.
Here are the starts after that. Four innings, one run. Four and two-thirds, three runs. Four scoreless in the wild card game. Three innings, six runs against the Red Sox. And four innings last night.
Wow.
So every start but that game against Cleveland, he's gone four and a third innings or less.
Right.
Four and two-thirds innings or less.
Right.
So that's what they're asking from him.
Yeah.
And that may be the similar case against the Astros. And that's why Boone, for the Yankees to win the World Series, and that's the goal here, right? He's going to have to manage his ass off.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what he's doing.
To me, the Astro-Yankee series, if it happens, I mean, because, look, stranger things have happened. Who knows? And I'm sure every Yankee fan, like I said, is just, hey, let's go Rays. I mean,
sure.
I would be. But it's going to really probably come down to the Astro rotation against the Yankee bullpen. That's going to be the story of the Houston series.
You know what? I think it's going to – there's a lot of things, and one of which is something we got used to in the late 90s, how the Yankees beat Pedro. The Yankees didn't destroy Pedro Martinez.
They would wait him out.
They would
wait
gut
him out. And get to
wait
the bullpen.
Exactly.
And that's what you got to do here.
And look, the Astros have a good bullpen. Let's not minimize their
pen.
Not
the Yankees, though.
Right. And the bullpen is not Verlander.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
Will Harris has had a great year. Will Harris is not Justin Verlander.
Right. Well, on the reverse side of it, too, from the Houston point of view, already breaking down his series,
I know.
Houston point of view, they got to get to the Yankee rotation early, too.
Sure.
And that, you know, can score early against the Yankee starting pitching. That's another thing.
Look, the Yankee bullpen has been good in the postseason.
Right.
It hasn't been unhittable. I mean, Adam Ottavino has had two performances where he's literally faced one guy and walked them and then got pulled.
Right.
You know, Kingsley's already given up a home run.
Right.
Zach Britton, who I think has been underratedly good in the last 2 months of the season, he gave up an 0-2 pitch home run to Eddie Rosario.
He did.
And that's very abnormal to a left-hand hitter. Zach Britton gave up a home run to a left-hand hitter ahead of the count 0-2. Has that ever even happened in his career?
Yeah, well, probably.
I don't know. I think there was a stat last night that said it was only the second time ever.
Well, there you go. So you asked. It was the second time it happened.
I didn't know for sure, something crazy, whatever it is.
Right.
But it's going to be fun if we get there, if we get Houston against the Yankees. But give the Yankees credit. They did everything they could in this series. They took care of the Minnesota Twins.
They did.
And now they get a bunch of days to relax. We've got new things to debate now, like how you'd line up the rotation, which to me, and we'll get to it. We'll get to that coming
up. Game one, is that what you're doing?
I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, I would.
I don't think there is any question that that's how you should line
up. If you're playing Houston, you're playing in Houston. I would definitely go with Tanaka.
And that means, by the way, if you start Tanaka in game one, that means you get him back at Yankee Stadium in game five.
Right.
All right, so you're getting a start at Yankee Stadium and a start in Houston. But we'll get to that as we roll on. Plus, what to do with Stanton and Maben in left field and the Yankees. A little bow on the Yankees sweep over the Minnesota Twins. Later on in the show, we'll talk to Ty Montgomery of the New York Jets, Antoine Bethea of the New York Giants. We'll mix in some football as well, touch on the Monday night game from last night and the other baseball
Browns
going on.
Browns looked good last night, huh?
Oh, they were splendid. Wow. They were just outstanding. Odell Beckham Jr., superstar.
He had a nice pass to start the game. I was watching going kind of back and forth a little
bit. How many drops did he have?
Yeah, he had a couple.
How about a fumble, too?
Yeah, he had that, too.
He stunk last night.
Bro, let me tell you
Let's call it like it is. He stunk. Baker Mayfield stunk.
He was
the
terrible.
Offensive line
The whole team was terrible. They were bad.
Garbage.
Yep.
I have no reason to be upset, or maybe I do. Maybe there's a reason why I'm a little bitter about this. Maybe I had Baker Mayfield in fantasy, and he basically you-know-what-ed the bed, you know?
What a
mistake on my part.
The league's already anointed him.
Well, let's all face the reality with Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns and that garbage offensive line.
Yep.
But I digress.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.